It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Go, Crandon.
Here, and welcome to the Giant Communications JBN self-accompanying Roads of Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here at a courtside, here locked in, 19.1. KMZA again. Axel Eagles here in the State 1A Division 2 Championship taking on the Cunningham Wildcats. This one, well, let me tell you, it's going to be a wild one between these two teams. Upcoming here, I'll have an interview with head coach Jason Sun. I had one yesterday with him, a longer one in preparation for today's game. Let me tell you, folks, this one is going to be a big one between these two teams, the Eagles and the Wildcats. Axel Eagles, first time going to state since 2013. They beat Fowler of a score 65-56. Funny storyline about that one. By the way, Brandon Schmedley, guess what? His brother was in that state championship game. He led the scoring with 26 total points. Can his younger brother here, Brandon Schmedley, nearly 12 years later, do it here? The 6'3" senior, Brandon Schmedley. He's had such an incredible year up to this point. He's at 30 points so far in this state run on this season. He's got a total of 285 points. He's been nothing but successful. Again, a shout out to Centralia, who just won state first time since 2016, a score of 50-40 through. Well, now it's time for the Axel Eagles to get themselves on the board and get going early here against the Cunningham Wildcats. Again, the Cunningham Wildcats, they won state last year. Big time for them. It was their first time actually winning state in their program history. So again, they are looking to do the same. They won state last year against Lebo, 60-55. Of course, Lebo getting knocked off in the first round bracket there, getting knocked out on the boys' side. But again, Axel Eagles here, they have had a great journey. They beat Central Christian 66-44 in their first round game here at state. They just beat Dighton by a score of 57-51. We'll break that one down here in just a little bit with head coach Jason Sine. Actually, we'll send that one just to that here. Again, upcoming is the head coach interview with the Axel Eagles head coach, Jason Sine. He comes into his 10th season. He's looking for his first title as head coach. He's at win 150 in his career. Again, up next, the Axel Eagles taking on the Cunningham Wildcats before the tip-off in 8 minutes. Interview here with head coach Jason Tyne of the Axel Eagles. Again, this is the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile.
Good job. Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Right about 8 minutes right now.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technology. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&B Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&B Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Okay. Everybody, welcome to Class 1A Division 2. It's the state title match. The Axe Eagles taking on the Cunningham Wildcats. Wildcats looking to defend the title for a second here. Eagles, this is the second time in program history making it to the state championship. The last time back in 2013, head coach Jason Tynan joined the program 2 years after. You're looking for your first state title ever. You acquired win number 150 in your career yesterday. Just tell me about the things that you've been able to do this year with your team and over your time here as a head coach with Axtell, and then what it means coming into the state championship looking for your first title here with you being the head coach.
I've been at Axtell for 10 years. We've from the first group, actually I coached the Axtell girls in 2007-2008, then went away and then came back in 2015-16. And, you know, the kids at Axtell have been great from the girls. They always work hard. They do everything. I've had great assistants along the way, guys, and now, you know, a girl, Abby, that help out and do whatever I ask, and they're always willing to watch the gym, go
nasty.
Summertime, and so it's been a great thing, and yesterday was just a whirlwind of a game. In the moment, you know, I look back and I saw there was 11 ties and 11 lead changes, and I was like, I didn't even feel
don't
that, so I think it was just emotions of the game, just
game.
Fun, focused on coaching and doing, and I'm glad that we were able to pull that one out.
Yeah, and you tell me a little bit more about that game against Dyton.
You
went 57-51. I saw a big change in the game. You put Schmesley against Daniel Kramer, and you kind of maybe put, you know, your kind of best, fastest point guard maybe against theirs. I mean, how do you kind of make that adjustment as a head coach to put that one-on-one?
And
do you feel like, you know, he brought that pressure on as Kramer? He went into that fourth quarter with 21 points, but he was down just to two against you guys.
Yeah, you know, we kind of like to save Brandon's legs because we need him offensively, and they're playing the 2-3 zone, so we kind of – Smith could handle him, and Smith did a good job. You know, he just got a little tired.
On the first break at halftime.
You know, Daniel Kramer is one heck of a player. That pull-up game he has is probably one of the best in the state, 1 through 6A.
We'll set it up that
and,
way,
you know, that was giving Landon a little challenge. And when we made that switch, Brandon's length helped out on that. And, you know, I think that really affected Daniel. And so it was a great adjustment, great change. But, you know, I think that Brandon's always up for the challenge to do that. I know, and this year we've kind of let him play more offense, and which he's really enjoyed. But when we need him in clutch time, we need him to play defense, and he stepped up big time.
You bring up a key word there, length. Your team is easily one of the tallest teams here in the Class 1A Division 2. You probably could argue maybe in some other classes too. I mean, you got some great big guys up there. Broxton 6 foot, Smedley 6 foot 3, looking. Sandman 6 foot 5, and you kind of look at the rest of the teams.
Yeah,
you can see not many guys that get over that 6 foot. What is length come in here against this Cunningham Wildcats team? I mean, what do you expect to continue to dominate the boards? I know when we were talking yesterday, you said dominating the paint, getting it going. So far, your team has put up 64 points total in the paint through the state run right now in 67 total rebounds, 27 of them being offensive rebounds with 32 total second shots opportunity points. What does it take from a team like yours to be able to get that point production inside of
that's
the interior?
All right.
You know, we kind of focus on that all the time, and that's, you know, we write on
just
the board before every game, what do we want to be known for?
And
our three things is transition offense, second is rebounding,
out,
and third is pressure defense.
And,
you know, I think if you
so
saw the scout report
it.
On Axtell basketball,
not,
those are the three
fast.
Things you're kind of going
to
get. And,
try
you know,
to
we
that.
Work real hard on offensive rebounding, making sure we're crashing the board.
The
and, you know, it helps when you have really good athletes like Logan and Brandon. And, you know, Landon Smith has got springs in his legs sometimes, and he may be one of the shortest guys on the court, but he can get up there with the biggest and tallest of them. So, you know, we really focus on that. And then, you know, as far as they go, everybody kind of buys into it. And so they're great athletes, and they do a phenomenal job on the offensive glass.
All right, well, final question here. What are some big game plans coming here against the Cunningham Wildcats? I mean, got a lot of great scorers on your team. Brandon Schmesley, by the way, his brother, Aaron Schmesley, he had 29 points in the state championship game in 2013. Schmesley, he's had back-to-back 15-point game here for the Eagles in the championship run here to get to this point. What can you tell me here, just lastly, about your team on what's the plan of attack here against the Wildcats?
I think the biggest thing is that they're
telling
everybody they're a two-headed monster offensively. Last night in the semifinal game, the Albers kid and the winger kid had 62 of their 79 points. Trying to limit their opportunities and then getting guys going. Eli and Colin have kind of struggled a little bit in this tournament. you know, I think that getting them going from the outside a little bit, because I think the focal point tonight will be a little bit on Brandon in the middle. And so we still want to focus on getting the ball to the middle, play inside and out, but we'll keep going and, you know, keep spreading the floor a little bit. I think Logan's going to have a big game. I think, you know, tonight, I think we're going to play. I think yesterday we were a little tight because we hadn't got over that hurdle yet. Now that we got over that hurdle, I think Katie bar the door. Watch out.
All right, Coach. Well, again, this is head coach Jason Tine of the Axel Eagles here. Upcoming Eagles and the Wildcats taking each other on in the Class 1A Division 2 State Championship. Stay locked in, 92.1 KMZA.
Farming is one of the greatest family businesses in America. Over the years, generations of families have worked together to provide us with the food we need to live and help our communities thrive. At Elk State Bank, we owe a lot to our local farmers, and we're proud to be your bank. Whether it be a real estate loan, livestock loan, equipment loan, operating loan, or simply a line of credit, we are here for you. Elk State Bank in Seneca, your rural financial partner, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, we've already seen great success here from the CBL teams. Hanover Wildcats, they went earlier in the girls' state championship game over Lynn, 46-35. Now it's time for the boys' championship matchup. Here it's the Axel Eagles of Class 1 Division 2 taking on the Cunningham Wildcats, a team that is 25-0 undefeated. And guess what? The Axel Eagles, back in 2013 when they took on Fowler, they also took on the undefeated Fowler team. They beat that team 65-56. But here, let's get on to our starting lineups. Again, the first quarter here coming up. The first quarter starting lineup is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. All right, let's run it down here for the Cunningham Wildcats real quick. Number two, Will Wager, the 5'10" senior who's averaging 22.7 points per game. Yesterday, he put up a score of 30 total points. Incredible game for him, being able to take down Elijah Christian 79-69. Next up here, number 10, Luke Albers, the 5'11" senior. He's also at over 1,300 points this season, just like Wager. He had 32 points, though, against Lariah Christian, averaging 19.2 points per game. Number 12, Dagum Reed, the 5'9" senior. He's going to be a big player here for the Wildcats on the outside edge. Number 35, Nate Sturiker, the 6'3" senior. He's the tallest player for the Wildcats. He leads this team. Third in rebounds, he's 6 rebounds a game, 10.5 points per game. He had 11 points against Christian in that 79-69 win. And the last one there, starting for the Wildcats, number 40, Kendall Rogers, the junior, who's averaging 6.5 points per game. The Cunningham Wildcats, head coached by Larry Eisenhower, who again replaced Bob Stackhouse from last year's state-winning season. Now running over here, the Axel Eagles starting lineup, number 35, Eli Brockman, 19 points so far in this state run on the season. He's got over 304. He's averaging 13 points a game. Brandon Schmesley here, over 285 points on the season. He's averaging nearly 12 points a game and 5.9 rebounds a game. That's Brandon Schmesley, which his brother, 12 years ago, was right here in this same spot, Aaron Schmesley. He had 24 points to lead his team. Schmesley led the Eagles yesterday in the win over Dighton, 57-51. Let's see if His brother gives him some of that brotherly love beer, and Brandon Schmesley comes down on top. Number 12, Wyatt Detweyer, the 5'9 sophomore, great guard leader. He's at 11 points so far in this state run. Number 2, Landon Schmitz, the 5'10 junior. He's at 17 points in this run so far. He's averaging 5.2 points a game and 2.7 rebounds a game. And, of course, none other than the man. You can call him the Sandman. He traps people. It's Logan Sandman, who averages 12.7 points per game, 8.6 rebounds a game. He's a 6'5" sophomore. He's had 27 total points throughout the two games played. He's had 17 rebounds combined total. Offensively, he has over 10. He is the putback man, and he is the offensive rebound guy. He is the reason why the Eagles have 64 points in the paint and 32 second chance opportunities on this season. His ability to rebound down low has been so crucial and has been such a major X factor this season for the Eagles. And again, I talked about a tight end. I made a joke. The Eagles, well, you compare it to the rest of this whole classification, they're the tallest team. And really, you can maybe argue that in a class above, or maybe two classes above. This Eagles team has all natural talent, all natural ability. So let's see it happen today, folks. The Class 1A Division 2 State Championship here at Colby Event Center, provided by the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. It's the Eagles taking on the Wildcats, and four quarters of fun and 32 minutes combined all together for nonstop basketball action and excitement here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittin Prophet, and Kirk Tillman is back in studio. Right now, the Eagles, first time wearing the blues. Blue tops, blue bottoms with the white numbers and red trim. And for the Wildcats, it's the white tops and bottoms with the red trim and black letters. Luke Albers off to the left side, and Sandman on the chip. And now the Eagles have won their first tip-off here in the state tournament. Let's see if they can take great advantage. They have started off with the lead just once, but an early turnover by the Eagles gets taken away. It looks like it's a steal by Albers, and then immediately right afterwards, it's going to be a turnover back to the Eagles with a travel out around the ring
of
the Wildcats. Now Wyatt Detweiler throws it in here for the Eagles. So far, a 0-0 game. We just started the first quarter, 7:46 left to go. And as soon as the Eagles get the ball right back after a travel, well, they have to repack their backs and give it right back to the Wildcats. Now the Wildcats start back off with it. We already have three turnovers, 15 seconds into this game, with no buckets even being attempted. Underneath the basket, Dogum Reed on the baseline. Now being dribbled back up the backcourt here by Luke Albers for the Wildcats. Wildcats left-hand dribbling off his left foot. It goes to the left side wing, maybe the shin there, not getting the kick. It's going to stay here with the Wildcats. On the wing is Will Wager. Wager, a long three-point shot. He's face guarded and getting the rebound. Just a foot in front of the rim is Logan Sandman. Down the court, it's Landon Schmitz landing it in for two. Great assist by Sandman for the Eagles. The Eagles have striked now early and take a 2-0 lead with 7:10 left to go in this first quarter. Now the Wildcats look to respond for their first points here in the game. Wildcats undefeated, 25-0 on this season, trying to defend the Class 1A Division 2 title that they won last year for the first time in program history. Underneath, Nate Sturker tries to go in. He misses it after making his own offensive rebound, and then a foul immediately follows after by the Wildcats. They get that one here against the Wildcats. Nate Sturker, his first year of the game. That will also result in a turnover against the Wildcats. Both teams here with two turnovers, both offensively. And now taking it down the court, right-hand dribbling. Brockman, a steal right from his hands, like Danny Gravini. Taking it down the court is Dogum Reed, and Dogum Reed puts it in for two right after the steal. And now we're dead blocked at 2-2 here early. In yesterday's game against Dighton, the Eagles had 11 total lead changes and 11 total tied scores. It was a close roller coaster of fun. And again, the Eagles, they came out on top, 57-51. It was a tight one all the way down the end. Detweiler with it for the Eagles. It's 2-2, 6 points left to go in this first quarter. Eagles with it at the top of the perimeter. Detweiler swings it right side at the wing. Brush him back up top, staying above the perimeter here. Now they finally penetrate inside. It's to Schmesley. Schmesley, who loses the ball, but it goes back out to Brockman. Brockman, Schmesley in the right corner. Inside drive, step up, jumper, and just off the top. Oh, but Brockman comes in and steals the ball from Sterniker, and then right as that happens, it's given right back. It looked like it was Dogum Reed who stole it. And now for a jumper at top by Luke Albers. He misses it, and Schmesley gets the defensive rebound. Back and forth play here already in this first quarter. 5:44 to go. Both teams at two apiece. for the Eagles. The first to get him on the board was Landon Schmitz in a fast break after a rebound by Logan Sandman. Especially inside, looking for the jumper. No, instead he goes down low and he picks up the assist. So Logan Sandman, it was already a crucial rebound that resulted to a fast break by Schmitz. And now here he gets a bucket early as Schmedgley threw it in underneath the interior. Axel retakes the lead 4-2, 5:14 to go in the first quarter. Wildcats with it. Turning to the rim, right hand trying to finesse his Wager. Wager couldn't get it in. Sturiker makes the rebound and he gets fouled. And he will go back up to the line. Nate Sturiker, the 6'3 senior, already with 3 rebounds already here in this game. Again, he's averaging 6 rebounds a game. He had 11 points yesterday against Elias Christian. All right, Christian, he went on to win the third place match here over Dighton. That one was a real close one here. First free throw shot the line by Sturiker goes up and in. Sturiker getting his first points here in this contest. And he had 11 points yesterday. Sturiker is averaging 10.5 points per game. Looking to tie here at 4 apiece. And Sturiker misses the second shot. And other than Logan Sandman makes the board for the Wildcats. Now, down the court here. It's Schmedgley with it, taking it down the court. Now to Schmidt. Schmidt back to Schmedgley. He's driving short corner, left side, baseline. Oh, for three defenders. He finishes like a dove flowing through water. The Eagles extend it for their largest lead now, 6-3 early on. 4:43 left to go in this first quarter. Now back at the top, Will Wager. Wager waging it inside. Now takes it back out the top. Wager with it, a 1,300-point score on the year. And he gets fouled, looking for the reversal on the baseline. He'll go up the line to shoot two. Trying to draw with a one-point game, down 6-3. The foul is against the Eagles. Colin Shaughnessy is the 6-foot junior, has finally stepped in this competition. It's like he stepped in for Wyatt Detweiler. First free throw shot is up and good for Will Wager. Trying to make it a one-point game here, now 6-4, 4:33 to go in the first quarter. Here now, top the free throw line, next shot up and is good for Will Wager. He goes 2-for-2 at the line to draw it within 1 point. Now taking down the court is Schmidt. 6-5, 4:29 left to go in the first quarter, trying to work down the timeline. Is Schmedgley, passes it to Schmidt to get it across, back into the circle of the timeline, back to Schmedgley, now right side is Rochman. Rochman, Schmedgley, high pointing it over the top of Wager, keeping it from being a steal. Rochman, 3-point shot, rips and puts it in. Rochman, he didn't hit a 3-point shot into the third quarter yesterday. He was real quiet, but he finished the second half with 8 total points. Here he gets started early with his first 3-point shot. Schmitz gets a steal underneath. Fast break down the court. Now to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy trying to keep his head down the floor. Oh, he had an open look to Rochman, but unfortunately, he was trying to look where he was dribbling on the right side wing. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch. They're going to say, well, they're trying to make the decision here. It's a Wildcat on the baseline, but I think it should be an Eagle. And now it will be. An Eagle flies in. That's going to be Brockerman. It's Schmedgley. They switched the spot there on the throw and on the right sideline. Now Brockerman trying to short corner shot left side, misses, and it's picked up by Dogham Reed, his first rebound of the game. Now down the court here, Wager with it, crossing over Schmedgley. Now doing a spin move, inside floater, put in front of the basket, couldn't get it to go in. Rebound by Shaughnessy, and a foul by the Wildcats. The follow right after. Axel here up 9-5. That is again Dogham Reed. That is picks up his first foul of the game. Both teams here with 2 fouls apiece. Here, Schmedgley throwing it in, working against a 2-2-1 court pressure. They get it across. Shaughnessy, Schmedgley back to Schmedgley inside. Couldn't finish the layup and being stripped away for the board. Albers at half court. That ball ricocheted all the way down there. Albers couldn't get the finish for the layup, though. And then right afterwards, he tried to finish with the layup. It looks like they got a foul on the floor. That's another one against the Wildcats, against Dogham Reed. He's at back-to-back now, the 5'9 senior. Eagles still lead by 4, 9-5, 3:18 to go in the first quarter. 3 team fouls down this quarter here for the Wildcats. Inside throw, nice pressure. They're put across by Logan Kinsler, the Wildcat, but the Eagles are able to get it over. Schmedgley, right side wing, out of the deep corner to Schmidt. Schmidt, Rochman, second three of the game. That one off the inside iron, picked up by Schmidt. Returns to Schmedgley, and a foul's on the floor. I think they just got another one against the Wildcats. And yes, they did. That's foul number four here of the quarter. First against Logan Kinsler. Just mentioned him and his on-the-ball pressure. That time getting a little too aggressive with his hands. A 5'11 junior for the Wildcats as he steps in this game early. Here now, baseline with it. Throwing it in, Schmidt for the Eagles. DeBrock Schmidt now to Shaughnessy at the top of backcourt. Jabbing left, stepping right, passing to Schmidt. Schmidt's in the corner to Brockstrom. Back to Brockstrom. Oh, no, Logan Sandman. He's crowded between three defenders. He fights through them all. He tries to get his own rebound. He gets it offensively. And then he is fouled for two. Oh, Logan Sandman making all the trips in the desert, dude, to get it done. What a great rebound. Looking for the putback. Man, that kid, he keeps his head on the ball at all times. He does such a great job with his vision, especially underneath the basket. I mean, your vision is very limited. And shout out to Logan Sandman. His first free throw shot was just made. He has been struggling from the free throw line this tournament, despite putting up 30 points now here in the state tournament run as just a 6'5" sophomore. All right, he looks for the two for two. And now the Eagles take their largest lead up by 6, 11-5, with 2:42 left to go here in this first quarter. They lead by 6 over the defending champs of last season, the Cunningham Wildcats. 11-5, 2:34 to go. Looking for a jumper inside by Wager. He misses down the court. A chuck by Shaughnessy. Saved last second. Incredible by Brockman. He was 1 foot inbound, sleeping out. He got it into Schmeshley, and now a turnover. Oh, what a great series of events for the Eagles. And now a full timeout. I believe a 30-second timeout here taken by Cunningham, so we'll take it as well. We're back in a half minute here. Cunningham Wildcats timeout. 2:21 left to go in the quarter. Right now, it's the Axe Eagles up 11-5. We're back on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're the Clicks, presented by Giant Mobile.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
We are coming after the Cunningham Wildcats timeout. It's 11-5, 2:12 left to go in the first quarter. Third foul just got picked up by the Eagles. First here by Wyatt Detweiler. The Eagles really were struggling with fouls yesterday. Both Schmelzley, Shaughnessy, and Detweiler all had three fouls entering the fourth quarter of play. But guess what? They had zero fouls to end that quarter. Incredible discipline there by the Eagles team. See if they can stay disciplined here today against the Wildcats as they control the ball. Wildcats with it. Behind the back dribbling is Wager. Wager driving inside now, looking for the short quarter jumper. Misses and another board up by Sandman. Sandman, four rebounds in this quarter alone. A ball pass all the way down the court. Schmeshley, Brockman with the assist. Great fast break. Schmeshley now with 4 points, two boards here early on in this game. He has a total of 34 points here in this state tournament run. It's 13-5. Eagles' largest lead is 8, and now another turnover caught here against the Wildcats. Both teams with 3 turnovers here in this first quarter. Eagles out-rebounding the Wildcats, 7-5. That's been a big thing. The Eagles, they have stayed up plus 10 or more in the rebound column against their last two opponents here at state. That is going to be a big caliber and key here for this team to win today. Brockman gets it. Pump fake. Looks to triple option. Now to the right side. Back to backcourt. Now front court. Working back with it is Brockman. Underneath his leg. Pass it. Nice bounce pass. To the key inside. Schmeshley back out. Brockman. Open lane. Free to fire. And fire he does. And hits the target. He also does. Eli Brockman backing in the three. He's now 2 of 3 from around the perimeter. 16-5. 11-point lead now here for the Eagles. Largest lead. Half-court violation called against the Wildcats. Back-to-back offensive turnovers. And the Eagles are getting on an offensive run. The Eagles, in their first game here at state against Central Christian, they outscored them 24-14 in the first quarter. They played a little tighter and tougher against Titan. It was 14-14 at the end of the first quarter. They only led by 3 at the end of the half, 27-24. It was in the second half that they finally got to get rolling. They outscored Titan in the fourth quarter, 17-9. Eagles right now here early, outscoring the Wildcats in the first with 58 seconds left to go, 16-5. This foul of the quarter, all against Cunningham. And that puts right now the Eagles up to the line. Eli Brockman. First one goes in. Brockman now at 7 points on the game. Had 8 points to finish yesterday. First one goes up and it goes in. He ties his point total for yesterday. He had 11 points against Central Christian. Already off to a great start this first quarter. Eagles up 18-5. 13-point lead with 50 seconds left to go. It's Albers with it for the Wildcats at the right elbow. Has to pass it back here at the top. It's a go. There must have been a phantom on the baseline because Albers just threw it there. But then Wade Jarre gets it back. Incredible little array of events that just unfolded for the Wildcats to keep the ball from going out of bounds and Waker going in for two. Now Shaughnessy steps back from the right wing. Step back close to the three. Shaughnessy is in a three in every single game so far at this state tournament. So far as well has Brockman. Incredible shooting from beyond the perimeter. Eagles now up 21-7. 3-point shot here by Wager. Off the left side of the rim, it skims. Right short corner. Picked up by Schmesley. Third board here of the game. The Eagles with it. 1 second left to go. Detweiler fires with 1 second. Oh, it almost went in off the right iron. But the Eagles end the first quarter with energy pumping and flowing. 21-7, the Eagles lead. We're back here in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Sphere Network. Again, the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Also, we enter the second quarter. Again, the starting lineup in the second quarter brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Here are the Eagles bringing out Schmesley, Brushman, Shaughnessy, Schmitz, and Sandman here to start this second quarter. Here are the right side wing right now with it. Will Wager. Wager inside here, cutting it out. Now goes back inside. The big man down low is Sirker, but big block by Sandman to take it away. Now down the court. Quick transition. Oh, a no-look pass by Brockman to get the assist. Oh, incredible backdoor. Shaughnessy in for two. 3-point shot taken by the Wildcats. Miss underneath Albers, trying to go up left-handed. Boxed out down low by Schmesley. The paint now getting controlled all by the Eagles. They're up by their largest, 23-7. 7:16 to go in the second quarter. Brockman with it. Left hand driving and dribbling. He flings it backwards again, almost turning it over, but saved by Schmesley. Brockman firing his 4-3 of the game. He misses off the board, but Shaughnessy comes up with the rebound. With it, he steps back, close to three, couldn't get it to hit. Schmitz tried to make the rebound, and it went out. Eagles turn the ball over, but what a great run for him. Both teams have four turnovers apiece, 23-7. 6:58 left to go here in the second quarter. Eagles, man, they are on a roll. Up by 16 points, their largest lead in this game. Now here taking it down the court, Dogum Reed. Eagles in a man-to-man. They were pressuring hard yesterday. Schmesley did such a great job of animating the best team for Dighton. It was Daniel Kramer. He had 21 points entering the fourth quarter. Schmesley held him to just two. Incredible performance there by the KU commit in football, Brandon Schmesley. Here, turnover by Dogum Reed. Shitting it is Schmidt. Down the court, Schmesley gets the two. Easy bunny. Schmidt with the assist. 6 points now for Schmesley. And now a turnover here called against the Wildcats. Excuse me, no, the ball just getting knocked on the bounce there. It looks like maybe the right hand of Brockman it was. Here is substitution for the Wildcats. They take Will Wager out, and then they come in at Dylan Alderson. He's got 4.5 points per game, 4 rebounds a game. He's a 5'11 junior. Maybe he's trying to have a little height on the inside there. And right now, this Wildcats team is struggling with. Alderson with the ball, turning to the basket, the top of the key. Has to fling it out. 3-point shot up and coming, and unloaded by Kendall Rogers. Roger. He puts it in for 3. Axelon 25-10, up by 15. 6 minutes now left to go here in the first half. Shaughnessy with it at the backcourt. Now swinging it left. Schmidt to the left side corner. 3-point shot off the back of the iron. And it's picked up by Dogham Reed for his second defensive rebound of the game. Reed here down the court, underneath his legs, working one-on-one against Shaughnessy. Works the short corner and loses the ball out of bounds, but it was left touched by the Eagles. Wyatt Detlow will substitute back in here for Colin Shaughnessy again. Those are the 1-2 punch combo there. Detweiler and Shaughnessy, they just kind of substitute all the time for each other. They're great switch in and switch out. Two kind of younger classmen there, with Shaughnessy being the junior and sophomore, and Detweiler. Here underneath the basket, after making an offensive rebound, Luke Albers gets the putback for 2. 25-12, 13-point lead here. Now for the Wildcats. They've responded well so far here. In this second quarter with 5 points, the Eagles, they have only put up 4. Detweiler at the top of the perimeter, swings it right side on the wing. Groshman, maybe trying to call for his screen here. Instead, he flings it back up the back door. And now back to Groshman. Groshman fires a 3 off the back of the rim, trying to box out his Schmidt, but taking it over the top is Albers. Albers, 3 rebounds now in the game for him. Sturiker for the Wildcats takes it down the court. It's the big man. He's 6'3". Takes a jab step right and at the top of the perimeter. That's a screen of a ball screen there for Rogers, but Rogers can't hit his second 3 of the game. And underneath, Sandman controls the dunes. He gets his 5th rebound of the game for the Eagles. The Eagles take right back over. Up in the key is Schmezley. Schmezley bounces out back to back court with a dribble. Gets it to Rockwell on the right. Now the Detweiler. Now it's Smith. Left side of the wing here. Low side. He's working 1-on-1 against Alderson. They're now back right side. It's actually a 2-3 zone here getting ran by the Wildcats. Something that Jason Sines is talking about a lot. That's been a strength against this Eagles team. But Brandon Schmezley here clicks for the long 2. Schmezley now with 8 points on the game, 4 rebounds. He is at 15 points in each of his games so far here in the state tournament alone. Looking for game number 3 with 15 points, possibly looking for more. He also had a double-double in that game against Central Christian. Here, right side wing with it, Albers. Albers taking a couple left-hand dribbles now, crossing up against Detweiler. Again, we're going to get a landman pressure. Face guarded. Great deflection there. I'm going to give it as a rebound, though, picking it up with Schmidt, and then a quick turnover right back to Dogham Reed, his 3rd steal of the game, and then he finishes it with a right-hand finish down the right side lane with a layup. And now a timeout here in Tiles is a 30-second timeout taken by head coach Jason Tynan of the Axel Eagles. Right now, the team lead by 13, 27-14, 3:44 to go in the first half. Eagles looking for the road to glory, here presented by Giant Mobile. We're back at 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back here to The Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. The Eagles here with a great road to start. They're up 27-14, 3:36 left to go. Head coach Jason Tynan, who came here with the pregame interview, called the timeout here, and a steal by Wildcats. Get the ball right back after the timeout called by the Eagles. They trail by 13, 3:24 left to go in the first half. Dogham Reed with it. Reed, he is reading through his reads right now. He surveys left and right. Here he passes off left to Luke Albers. Albers with it. Steal taken by Schmezley. Schmezley, 1-on-1. Oh, he looked for the dunk. But believe it or not, folks, I'm going to break this down right for you. Schmezley was trying to dunk over the head of Albers. Albers hit the inside wrist of Schmezley. That caused the ball to pop up in the air. The ball went in for 2, and Schmezley draws the end one. Incredible! Schmezley now 10 points on the game. And 1 for Brandon Schmezley. Foul there picked up by Luke Albers. 30-14, 16-point lead now here for the Eagles with 3:05 left to go in this second quarter. Stop of the perimeter of the Rodgers. Now out to Reed. Reed, right side lane drive. Here on the baseline now. Misses. Rebound. Corralled underneath by Detweiler. And now a foul called on the floor. I think they get it against the Wildcats. Yes, they do. At least the Eagles crowd is telling me so. 32-14. The Eagles up by 16 right now. 2:55 left to go in the second quarter. It looks like it actually was not a foul. It was just on the baseline, a turnover. So it's a turnover against the Wildcats, taking the game here. Especially, looks back to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy to the corner, throws it inside. It's Dalton Heinen who comes in this game, the 6'3 senior. Haven't seen it all yet in this tournament run. He comes in here, especially at the top of the perimeter. Shaughnessy taking a 3-point shot in and out of the iron bucket. And that one, boom. I need a little controversial call here, but they're going to say it's going to go to the Wildcats here. Winning out of the bucket. They're going to say last touch against the Eagles. That counts as a turnover. They now have 5-3 unofficially on the game. The Eagles up by 16, 30-14. 2:31 left to go here, the second quarter. With it. Oh, it's a quick steal by Detweiler. Detweiler, right side wing. Passes to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy. He's spinning around. He finds the outside look on the right wing to Detweiler. Now Brockstrom. Brockstrom takes the three. Misses. Shaughnessy fouled underneath on the offensive rebound. Again, the Eagles, they're so great at offensive rebounds. They had 27 total offensive rebounds coming into this game. They have over 30 here in this state tournament run. We'll have more official stats at the half, but I can tell you this, folks. The Eagles dominate inside the paint. Nate Sturiker making a foul number two there for the big man of the Wildcats. The only one there who really has the height to compete on the down low against the Eagles. Now Shaughnessy steps up to the line, takes the deep breath here, and he goes in. Shaughnessy, who went 3-5 yesterday in the game against Dighton. There he hits his first, sending it to a 17-point lead. Now looks to hit his second in the game, and yes, he does. Shaughnessy, he now has his best game here in the state tournament run, now with 7 total points. His best was 6 points against Central Christian. He's got 7 here in the state title match. He shoots with 55% from the free throw line. The Eagles up 32-14 with now 2 minutes left to go here in this second quarter. Foul on the floor, called against the Eagles. That is just their first year picked up of the quarter. A swat down low. They call it against Brandon Schmeichel. I believe that is just his first year. That's good for the Eagles. He had 3 fouls going in the fourth quarter yesterday. It was really rough there. Actually, he actually had the most fouls for the Eagles. He had 4 fouls at one point, but again, he did such a great job, and the entire Eagles team did a great job maintaining discipline. And by the way, the reason why Schmeichel even has 4 fouls is because he was one-on-one-ing the best player of Dighton, the one who had 23 points to finish, and last year had over 30 points against the Eagles. So again, he's no slouch of a player. He's playing very aggressive against Schmeichel, but Schmeichel is the one to win it. Up at the free throw line, Kendall Rogers goes 2-for-2. And now makes a 32-16 game, so a 16-point lead right back at it for the Eagles. Under low, it looks like it could have set up a nice alley move from the top left wing from Detweiler to Brockstrom. Maybe just a little low for him, though. But now they're going to say the last one to touch it was the Wildcats. The ball went out of bounds. So it will be the Eagles ball with 1:55 left to go. Oh, they're going to call it a legal screen against the Eagles. They're getting an illegal there. That's going to be the turnover number 6 here of the half against the Eagles. That foul was called against Logan Sandman. That is his second of the game. So both big men here for both sides with 2 fouls apiece. That is crucial for paint production for both of these teams. All right, now it's the Wildcats with at the top up the perimeter, and it looks like there's a blown whistle. I think they got a blocking foul called against the Eagles on the down low post. And yes, they did. They called a guy against Schmeichel, so he just picked up his second. So Eagles starting to kind of rack up some fouls here near the end of the second quarter, something you don't really want to see from your team. You're up by 16, 32-16, with 1:42 left to go in the first half. Dogum Reed on the baseline, throws it in, nearly taken away by the Eagles. Still a chance to do so. Picking up his Wager, now to Albers. Albers trying to finish over the top. Shaughnessy gets the rebound defensively, his third of the game. Shaughnessy down the court. It's a 2-on-1 fast break. Can he get it to go in? Oh, he had a nine. Oh, they're going to say a charge against Shaughnessy. Oh, now Shaughnessy picks up his second foul. So now the Eagles have 3 players with 2 fouls. Fesley with 2, Shaughnessy with 2, and Sandman with 2. All of them had 3 or more to finish yesterday's game. Eagles. Up 32-16, 1:27 to go. Ah, the Duttweiler stealing the ball right back. But, well, they're going to see what the call is here officially. I think they called an immediate backcourt violation. So, as soon as a turnover was created by Duttweiler, they immediately gave it back to the Wildcats. Interesting call there. 32-16. The Eagles up by 16 with 1:24 left to go here in the second quarter. Dogum Reed here. He's been the inbounder tonight here for the Wildcats. Reed has 4 points on this game, 2 boards. The big storyline, though, so far is the Eagles have held the 2 top scorers for the Wildcats. Albers, who scored 32 yesterday, and Wager, who scored 30 yesterday, are both in check for just a total of 6 points combined. Great game so far here for the Eagles defensively. This is a, and that's the thing though, folks. Well, I think right now they're reviewing something or they're talking about something. But again, a lot of people were probably looking at yesterday and saying, well, Cunningham put up 79 points against Christian and Eagles. Well, you know, they only won 57-51. So you kind of look at that. But really, what you got to look at is the defensive side more so. This Eagles team, they are a more defensive sided team. They have a defensive presence, especially inside the paint. 3-point shot up by Wager. He misses. Dogum Reed inside the interior. He gets the rebound. He misses it, though. So Reed gets the rebound, and then Schmesley picks it up for the Eagles to take it right back. Down the court here. Underneath is Rochman. Couldn't get it to slip inside. Looks like back-to-back rebounds by Schmesley. Couldn't get it to fall in. And now outside, Albers picks it up for the Wildcats. He's dribbling down the court now. He takes it to the front court. He gets screened off by Reed for a 3-point shot. It's off the right iron. And it's picked up by Eli Brockman for his first board of the game. Brockman at the top of the perimeter. They leave him open on an island, but he misses. This short to off the top of the rim, but he gets his own rebound. He's now had back-to-back here. One defensive, one offensive. Schmesley turns right, drives it back to Brockman. He couldn't find him. Brockman screened off for another three. Can he hit this one? He cannot. That one's too strong. It was too short. Makes the adjustment. Well, that's not too strong on the wind. Sabers picks up the rebound. 25 seconds left to go in the first half. 32-16. The Eagles have held this lead for about a little over a minute here. 3-point shot on the way. That one's way short by Wager. That's an air ball. It is picked up down low by Schmesley. That is rebound number 6 of the game here. He missed a 7 yesterday. Shaughnessy. Oh, what a 3-point shot. I'm sorry. I got to laugh, folks. That one. It was short, but it got stuck inside between the window and the rim. You just don't see it that often, folks. That puts a little smiles on some players. Well, if you're Axel, it does. And if you're the Wildcats, well, you're not finding too much. You're funny down by 16, 32-16. 9 seconds left to go here on the half. Eagles looking to try to get the last shot here up the half, up by 16, looking to extend. Brockman taking last 2 3-point shots. He's missed both, and what an amazing layup. He was fouled while spinning. And like a cylinder firing away, he goes in for 2. Rockstroman, now at 10 points on the game. 2 points better than yesterday. And again, Rockstroman, he had no points at the end of the first half yesterday's game and 8 points to finish the game. Well, here, Coach Heinen, great decision here. He's going to put his substitutes in, his on-the-bench players, in for Schmesley and Sandman, 2 players that have 2 fouls right now in this game. Here he's going to put in Gavin Shaughnessy and Dalton Heinen in form, 2 guys that don't have any fouls. Dalton Heinen will also come in for Colin Shaughnessy, that one who only has 1 foul compared to Shaughnessy's 2. So great job here by Tynan, taking off 3 players off the court with 6 seconds left to go, who all have 2 fouls. Brockman gets the and one. He now has his most points that he has here at the state tournament this season. As he put up 11 against Central Christian, he's put up 11 here against the Cunningham. And what a, oh wow, that was almost a 3 full court shot. 3-quarter full quarter almost by Landon Smith to end it. Smith, he started this game with a bucket to put the Eagles up. And since then, the Eagles have not looked back. The Eagles are on the road to glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, the Eagles 35, Cunningham Wildcats 16. We'll be back in a couple minutes for halftime show provided by High Community College.
Building a new home or remodeling your current one can be stressful. Allow Chris Leertz at Hilltop Creations in Baileyville to make part of your project a little less stressful by helping with your cabinet, countertop, and onyx needs. Chris will meet with you to find out what style and preferences you have, then create a custom 3D drawing of your project to allow you to visualize the completed area, and can also install the items for you to make the process as simple as possible. Call Chris at 785-294-1875 for a free quote and drawings today. Again, that number is 785-294-1875.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net, Giant Communications, and JBN Telephone, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from.
Don't be surprised.
Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Here you're listening to Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Again, this Axel team, it's been since 2013 where they won the state title against Fowler 65-56. And that one, the Axel Eagles, they did start off really fast. They were taking on the number one seed, who was also undefeated at the time. The Eagles, they led 18-14 after the first quarter. They were being outscored at the half, but then they were able to go on a run and win their first ever state championship. Aaron Schmesley, Brandon Schmesley's brother, put up 26 points, while Peyton Heinen, he put up 23 points and 9 rebounds. Let me tell you, right, it comes full circle here with the family and community here at the Eagles. They devote time in the program. They take time to keep these guys invested. They have put so much energy and time and work effort to these young men here, and these Eagles, they have reaped the benefits, and that is what you want to see. Brockman here at the half, 11 points, Schmesley 11, Shaughnessy 7, Schmitz 2, Sandman 4. Again, our halftime score is 35-16. The Eagles lead this one up by, right now, 19 points at this moment. This is an incredible game. By the way, it's their largest lead at this point. The Eagles have been nothing but phenomenal so far this game. They are 6-for-6 at the free throw line. They are just doing absolutely incredible numbers right now. Actually, excuse me, they are 8-for-8 at the free throw line. The Eagles are 8-for-8. Right now, it is Cunningham, who is 5-of-6 on the game. The Eagles are 3-of-13 from three-point shots, where the Cunningham Wildcats are 1-of-8. Total shooting percentage, Axel, they have made 12-of-30 shots, so they are shooting about 30%. Cunningham can't say the same. They are 5-of-30 shots. They are at a 16% on total shooting. Their shooting has been rough this game so far, and both Wager yesterday, Will Wager, for the Wildcats yesterday, he put up 30 points. This shooting percentage was way above 40%. So was Luke Albert. He finished with 32 points on that game against Elijah Christian, a game where this Wildcat team, they had 79 points. I mean, they had, I think, above 30 points at the end of the halftime. and here they're stagnant. I mean, they're stale. All right. I mean, this Axel team is applying a defense that they really, quite frankly, haven't seen pressured before. And I've talked to Tino a lot this year. This is a team that applies on-the-ball pressure. They will run you down the court. There's a reason they've won back-to-back state championship titles and track. They can run. They have pure athleticism. They have the ability to get down the floor. The Eagles, again, they're looking for the trifecta this year. A state football title, a state basketball title, and a state track title. That would be one of the only times, one of the few times against this year I could even think of that a high school team has been able to accomplish that feat right there. And again, this Eagles team, they've been successful. They have 24 total rebounds to finish the first half, while the Cunningham Wildcats have 16 to finish. Both teams with 6 offensive rebounds, the Eagles with 18 defensive. But again, we know coming into this game how dominant the Eagles were going to be when it came to capturing rebounds and being a very solid with good volume with them. I mean, at the very beginning of this game, it was pretty tight with back-to-back rebounds. I mean, it was about like 7-5 in the rebounding category. And then all of a sudden, the Eagles finally started to cave in the pressure over the Wildcats, and they just couldn't control underneath the board. It was just all Eagles. Again, that first quarter ended 21-7. In the second quarter, the Eagles outscored the Wildcats 14-9. And here at our halftime, it's 35-16. The Eagles looking to add on to the accolades this season. Jason Tynan looking to pick up 151 career win, his first state title. The Eagles' second title ever in program history. And to add on to that, they've had their first league title this season in the TVL and back-to-back TVL Tournament Championship. Why not add a state title as well? Hey, folks, we're back in 2 minutes for the second half. Quick keys. Eagles just got to keep on doing what they're doing and keep on rebounding, keep on doing the great shooting for the Wildcats. They got to take more quality shots. All right, we're back in 2 minutes for the second half here on MSC Sports Radio Network. The Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile, 35-16. The Eagles lead.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech managed IT solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here. It's the Eagles trying to fight with it. We just started the second half. We now got two quarters left to go. And 15 minutes and 35 seconds all together. We missed the first 25 here. And they started the second half a little early here for us. To catch up on it, Wildcats, they turn the ball over immediately here. The Eagles, will they give it right back? Wildcats down in control. And, well, as I say that, Eagles take it right back here. It's a steal by Landon Schmidt here. He takes it down the court. And that one's a huge one by Logan Sandman. He got the dunk, taking a trip down the dunk and donuts. Logan Sandman
over the top of the dude. Man, he's just been an electric fence in this game here. A quick timeout here. We're back in 60. The 92.1 game, the Road to Glory. Timeout taken by the Wildcats. The score is 37-16. The Eagles lead.
In today's economy, you need a banking partner that understands agriculture. From buying the right equipment to finding the best seed to plant in your fields, Elk State Bank in Seneca knows you're making big decisions. In this part of the country, agriculture is more than just a job, it's a way of life. Stop by Elk State Bank in Seneca and let us be your banking partner. We are here to help you. Visit us online at elkstatebank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom-built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Sandman in 3 boards. Sandman, well, the sophomore, he's 2 years under him, but he's got 8 points and more than 5 rebounds. Man, he is just absolutely dominating underneath the basket against him. And both free throw shots were missed by Sturiker. And the rebound picked up by Smezik. So Smezik pushes it down the floor. He gets it to Brockman. Brockman, Shaughnessy over the top. Oh, what a great pickup. High pointing it. In the paint is Logan Sandman. Now at 10 points on the game, Shaughnessy gets the assist. 3-point shot up by Schmeisley. He misses. Ball getting pinballed around on the baseline. Last one to touch it is the Eagles. The Wildcats will get it. It was actually the Wildcats who touched it. So now the Eagles will get it here on the baseline. They will work left to right of your dial down the timeline here. The Eagles now up 41-18. A 23-point lead with 5:36 to go in the third quarter. Smedley taking the Euro step inside, loses the ball, recontrols it, gets up to Sandman. Sandman, Brockman, Schmitz underneath, trying to box out. He was the last one to touch. It'll be a turnover against the Eagles. Eagles here on the game, 12 turnovers here for the Cunningham Wildcats. They have above 10 as well. 21-18, 5:28 left to go in the third. It's Wildcats ball. Here, Logan Kinsler, the 5'11 junior, comes back into this game. Here, taking it down the timeline, Luke Alpers at backcourt. Taking a couple dribble steps at the sideline near the Wildcats bench. He passes behind him to Wager. Wager driving inside. Now cuts back out. Looks at the double screen now. Now he passes behind him to Albers. Albers drives inside the key. Loses the ball. Stolen by Shaughnessy. It might just be picked up right back. No, Shaughnessy is able to take it away. Duncan Reed down the floor. He might be injured here. And they call the injury timeout. So they give him a chance to get substituted out. They're going to stop the player for Eagles off the fast break. They did a 5-4. Advantage dog and he fell on the ground here. He looks like maybe the left knee. Kendall Rogers, the junior, will come back in here for him for the Wildcats. 41-18, 23-point lead here for Axel. 5-1 left to go in this third quarter. Managed to see inbounder from the Eagles bench on the left sideline. Here now in the circle is Schmitz. He drives up the backcourt. Now goes Shaughnessy right side. Brockman dribbling outside the right wing. Now left side. Into Schmitz. Schmitz, short corner. And Brockman, not surprised that wasn't a foul. It feels like on the short corner, Brockman tried to go up with it. The ball got knocked out against the Wildcats, so it will stay Eagles ball here, but it looks like Albers, his right hand just reached all the way into that left shoulder of Brockman. They didn't call it. So it must have been no ball or no contact, all ball there. Now Brockman, same shot here, short corner. This time he misses it again. It's a rebound picked up by Sandman. Now over 6 here on the game for him. Chauncey looking to step back for three. Couldn't get it. Schmitz, he opens up for a three-pointer. It's off the left inseam of the rim. And it looks like a jump ball is on the ground. It will stay with the Eagles. The Eagles have had nearly a minute possession down here on the right side of the court. 41-18 still the score. 4:28 left to go in this third quarter. The Wildcats, they have only scored 2 points in the 4 minutes here in this third quarter, while the Axe Eagles, they have scored six. Eagles, they have held the Wildcats to single-digit scoring in every single quarter so far. The Eagles, they have scored 14 or more in every quarter so far. Detweiler, right side, throwing it to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy over the top. Nice high pass, but unfortunately, Brockman just some butter in the hands there. And the steal is by Kinsler. Getting it down the court now here, Albers. Albers taking a crossover at the left side wing at the top of the elbow. Nearly loses the ball. Instead, it falls out right side here. Three-point shot on the way by Wager. But it gets picked up by Sandman. He crashes the glass. Detweiler, inside drive, and one! Oh, I think they're going to say... Oh, they're going to say the shot is no good. Oh, my. And now that the referees are going to have to chat this one over. So looks like they called interference. Is the official call. So even though Detweiler finished and it feels like that foul is maybe a foot, he was a foot off the ground, and he goes up to the line and he'll be able to make up those 2 points. Second foul regardless here called against Kendall Rogers. And first one's up and in for Detweiler. That's his first point in the game. The Eagles have now had six players score in this game. They have had six players or more score in each single game in this state tournament run. They are a team that can play seven deep, six consistently. They have the most depth in all of Class 1A Division II, and I can stand by that. Detweiler misses his second shot, but it's quickly picked up by Logan Sandman, but possession error will go left. So Sandman gets another forward here, but it was a quick jump ball. Detweiler, he just goes 0-for-1. Makes his first. This is the second. It's a 24-point lead here for the Eagles, 42-18. 3:53 left to go in this third quarter. The Wildcats are being outscored in this quarter, 7-2. Looking for the second bucket of this quarter. Again, this Wildcats team, they shot under 16% in quarter number one. Actually, sorry, in the first half, my bad. Here, left side, pass off. Three-pointer on the way by Wager. Off the left iron, just short. Picked up by, it looks like, Dalton Heinen. He gets his first bit of action on the stat sheet here in this tournament. That's his first rebound recorded here at the state level. The 6'3" senior, big time. Now there is seven Eagles on the stat sheet here. And that's seven so far every game this postseason run. Here, the top. Detweiler, Brockman. Brockman passes left, bounce passing, now left wing, inside, left elbow, Schmezzi for the Eagles. Loses the ball, but it's picked up by Brockman. Almost could have made one 50-50 there, possibly a charge or a block, but they get the block against Albers. So that will be foul pickup number... Oh, no, actually, they call it against Rogers. That is his third foul. Over the top, Shaughnessy trying to get it on the inbound. He grabs it at half court. They're going to say, well, they call him on a travel. I thought it was possibly a half court violation, but they said the Wildcats were left with a touch before it went across half court. But Shaughnessy still gets called on the travel. So over 13 turnovers here on the game for the Eagles. They actually had more turnovers yesterday. You can't really say that they don't do a great job of taking care of the ball. They don't have an extreme amount of turnovers on the year. They kind of just average about 14 a game, which is where they've been at here in the tournament run. Which, again, isn't bad there if they're being able to fire off on all the other cylinders. Rebounding and second chance opportunity on point. Shaughnessy underneath the basket. Gets the rebound for the Eagles. 2:50 left to go in the third quarter. Detweiler trying to extend the lead. He gets walked out of bounds by the Wildcats. 42-18 is your score. 24-point lead by the Eagles. 2:48 left to go in the third quarter. On the baseline is Detweiler. Detweiler surveying the court. Goes over the top to Shaughnessy. Last time that was half court. This time he finds him on the dime. Working backcourt here, Detweiler has it, left side, right side wing, drives inside, loses the ball, stolen away, great swat by Dalton Heinen to get the steal right back for the Eagles. Well, then they give it right back, so three straight steals there, and a right-hand finish for a layup by Wager. Points off turnover there for the Wildcats. They're now only down by 22. 42-22. 22 left to go in the third. Foul called against the Wildcats there. That will be the second foul called against Wager. He is now at 2 on the game. Again, Wager, he had a 30-point game yesterday. He's at 6 points today. Albert, he had a 32-point game yesterday. He's at 6 points, or 4 points today. Man, these, this Eagles team, they are putting a on-the-ball pressure. And I've already heard a couple of crowd chirps of people saying this is the best defense they've seen in years. And let me tell you, it's not just the Ags community. It's a lot of other people here, too. They are noticing this work ethic and this high talent and athleticism here brought by this Eagles team. It is nothing but sheer success and excellence. Underneath the basket, Brock Sherman on the right interior gets fouled and will go up to shoot 2 at the line. It is the fourth foul against Kendall Rogers. Rogers, who averages 6.5 points per game, he's at 5.2 from this contest. He's a foul away from exiting in this match. Joshman, he misses his first free throw shot. Let's make his second. If he hits this one, it will be the most points he's scored in a game at the state tournament this year. He is over 1,000 points scoring in his career. So is Brandon Schmesley. He goes 0 for 2 at the line. Broshman does. Rebound is picked up by Sturker underneath the basket. That is his fourth board of the game here unofficially. 42-20. Eagles here leading by 22. 2 minutes now to go in the third quarter. Look at his Albers. Albers, right side, jumper for a long 2. It went over the iron, picked up by Rogers. Roger, Wildcats get it right back, nearly turning it back over. It's wide on the floor by Schmidt, trying to reclaim it. But Wager pulls it away and turns his body to the basket and shoots it for 2. Now just a 20-point lead for Axel, but they'll look to extend from the free throw line with Brandon Schmesley stepping up to the charity stripe. 42-22, 1:35 to go to the third quarter. Third foul picked up by Dog and Reed. Here's the Cunningham Wildcats, who are struggling right now with the fouls. Eagles only with 1 here on the quarter. Cunningham with 5 team fouls here. They just picked up their 5th. Schmesley from the line hits his first one here. He's now 12 points on the game. Again, he had an outstanding 15 points against Central Christian and 15 points against Dighton. Schmesley looking for point number 13. It goes off the back of the iron. And now that will be point number 12 for Schmesley. It goes off to the left side. They get a foul called against the Eagles. That is first in the game against Schmidt. Came here for him. I believe he had 3 fouls during the fourth quarter yesterday. So, apparently just taking up his first in the third quarter. 1:31 left to go. Eagles only up by 21 here. 1:32 left to go. Wildcats have it. Maybe they almost turned it over. Wager picked up on the left side wing. He couldn't hit the 3-point shot. And then Schmesley, as soon as he picks it up, he loses it out of bounds. So, he'll stay here with the Wildcats. And this Cunningham team, they shot just 16% from the total field in the first half at the end. They shot 1 of 8 from around the perimeter. They had a struggling time in that first half, and it has not been any different here in this third quarter. So far, they have only scored a total of about 8 points as inside goes Wager. 43-24, 60 seconds left to go this third quarter. Brockman trying for the left-hand finish. It spins off the rim, and they're going to call it travel after the rebound by Dalton Heinen. So Heinen, he gets an offensive rebound. He's now at 2 boards on this game and in this quarter. But unfortunately, they called him on the travel and trying to finish the rim. Here, back in the game for the Wildcats, Dylan Halderson. He throws it right to Wager. Wager, left-hand dribble inside, working one-on-one against Schmidt, trying to go over the top, 4 foot for the basket, and he'll draw the and-one. Wager. We're now on the game with 12 points. That is the first double-digit score here for the Wildcats allowed in this contest. Eagles up 43-26. Still at a stable 17-point lead with 43.7 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Don't think the Wildcats are going to go away here. They want to beat the defending champs 2 straight years here in a row. Looking for back-to-back state titles. It'll be the first time in program history. Oh, Wager puts in the and-one. Now here down the court is Brockman. Brockman driving down the right sideline. Near here the media table. puts it to his left at the top of backcourt, and Coach Jason Titan just calls one of his few timeouts here on the game. He's taken. It's a quick 30-second timeout. We're back in 30. The Axe Eagles lead 43-27 with 32.1 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Again, this is the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Boy, presented by Giant Mobile. We're only 8 minutes and 30 seconds away here from that glory being picked up by the Eagles. They are at a dominant 43-27 lead. Up by 16 points here with just 30 to go in the third quarter. Logan Sandman here fouled. It's a triple bonus, so he gives up the line and we'll shoot two. Sandman, first one up and first one out. Sandman, last time up in this game, he went 2 of 2. So far, he's at 10 points and an astonishing 8-4. He's been such just a great job here in this game. Second one up and coming here for him. That one goes out. So now 43-27 here at Saves. Actually, it is now a double-double here picked up by Sandman. He actually had 7 rebounds in the first half. So now a double-double officially for the young sophomore. Another foul here, this time picked up by the Eagles. It's against Landon Schmidt. That is his third personal in the game. He stays in here with 21 seconds left to go the third quarter, 43-27. And here at the line, shooting two, Will Wager. He's had such a great night so far with 14 total points now against the Eagles. Now looking for point 15 to possibly draw it to a 14-point game. It would be incredible here for the Wildcats. They were down by 23 points at largest. Now they only trail by 14. They have had a lot of makeup work in this third quarter. Eagles trying to maybe get a layup here to finish this quarter. No, they don't. That's going to be a turnover called against Dalton Hinden. He has had 2 travels inside the paint. And just like that, a chance to draw it ever the closer to end this quarter for the Wildcats with 7 seconds left to go. 43-29. Cunningham trail, short corner shot off the inside of the board. Going back up with a putback. Albers could not. That will finalize the end of the third quarter. The Eagles up 43-29. It was a tough start for this quarter for the Wildcats, only putting up 2 points the first 4 minutes. But right after that, they got rolling with 11 straight points in the last 4. All right, we'll be back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Word of Glory presented by Giant Mobile, 43-29. The Eagles lead.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, again, that third quarter was a rough start there for the Wildcats. They only had 2 points in the first 4 minutes. They finished with 11 points in the final 4. They are now only down by 14. We're at largest. They were down by 23 And that kind of first 4 minute mark there of that quarter, third, but here now we enter the fourth with 7:45 left to go in the game. 43-29, steal taken by Will Wager. This Wildcat team trying not to give up. Schmeichel, he takes it right back like candy from a baby. Groshman down the court, right hand driving inside. Logan Sandman, he finds him. Groshman, third assist of the game unofficially there. Sandman, again, over 10 rebounds in this game, and now with 12 total points. Eagles strike first in this fourth quarter. Going through three defenders, Wildcats, Dog and Reed couldn't get the shot up. It looks like Sandman picked another one up. That's now 11 boards for him on the game. Eagles back up by 16, 45-29. 7 minutes left to go this fourth quarter. Eagles, again, they're trying to apply that pressure offensively and defensively. Still a 2-2 defense being ran here by the Wildcats. Presley goes inside. Jumper. That puts him now at 14 points on the game for Brandon Presley. The Eagles have struck up with the first 4 points here in this quarter. A jumper by Albers is missed, and Schmeichel, he picks up another rebound. Schmeichel taking it down the court, left-hand driving. Dog and Reed gets the foul. Dog and Reed, I believe that is foul number 4 for him. That is crucial for the 5'9 senior Dog and Reed, who is right now at 3 steals or more in this game. He's also at over 2 rebounds and 4 points. He's done a lot of dirty work here for the Wildcats, but they are appreciative of here. Right now, underneath, trying to look for the backdoor cut. Eagles couldn't get it. Steal by Dogham Reed. Man, he has got another one here. That is steal number 4. Outside look. 3-point shot. Up and in by Rogers. Copy that. Rogers now drilling it to make it a closer game. Now just by 15 points. 47-32. Getting it ever the closer again. The Wildcats, they were down 23 points with just 4:35 left to go in the third quarter, but now they are getting back in it. Shaughnessy outside to Sandman. Sandman, Brockman back to Sandman. Nice little pinball move towards him on the baseline, but a steal taken away by Rogers to just hit that three for the Wildcats. Wildcats now back with the ball. It's his ball screen set for Dogham Reed, but he missed the 3-point shot, especially Brockman. Getting the rebound, third of the game, underneath. That one's going to be a foul. It's going to put Shaughnessy up to the free throw line for the Eagles. 47-32 is the score. Eagles up by 15, 5:36 left to go in this fourth quarter. Up to the line goes Colin Shaughnessy, the 6-foot junior, a second-team all-league returner from last season. On the year, he's got 34 three-point shots. He's just been absolutely electric for this team. Well, actually, there was a technical. So he gets 2 free throws, and the possession will stay with Axel. So the first one's up, looking for the second one. That is our first technical here of the state tournament. That one, which Shaunus gets online, is second one goes out. So at least taking one freebie there. Shaughnessy does. He's now at 8 points. His most points he scored here in a state run game. And now Axel will keep possession here. 48-32. Back up by 16 with 5:36 left to go in this fourth quarter. Detweiler at the top. They leave him on an island. And unfortunately, there was just too much water. Drowned in the pressure. Couldn't hit the 3-point shot. But then a foul to follow immediately right after. That's called against the Wildcats. That is the fourth personal against Logan. Hey, man, oh, no. That is something you don't want to see. Great call there by head coach Jason Heinen, taking him out and putting in the 6'3 senior Dalton Heinen. So now you got a 6'3 matchup on the down low between Heinen and Sterniker. Here, a quick turnover. Detweiler gets it right back. The Eagles are going to have to kind of play here a little more safely with that possession. Again, they don't have their big man down low who's been so dominant at getting those rebounds. Now, Schmeichel also is having a great game so far. He's nearly at a double-double. So he can crash the boards just as well as Logan can. He's, well, 2 inches smaller than him. Steal taken by the Wildcats. It's Wager here near side of Rogers. 48-32 at the lead. Wildcats at the ball. 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Wager with it, right side drive, jab step to his right, backs up, now leans into the shot, and he is fouled up to the line to shoot 2. Wager, who came into this fourth quarter with 15 total points,
the Eagles, when Daniel Kramer came into the fourth quarter yesterday, and that gave me, right, he had 21 points, but they held him 20 points in that fourth quarter. Again, Brandon Schmesley is all to credit there on the incredible man-to-man defense that he played. Wager up at the free throw line. Again, a major thing here for the Wildcat, or for the Eagles, is Logan Sandman is on the bench with four fouls. Wager goes 1-for-2 at the line. It draws it back to a 15-point game here, 48-33, 4:40 left to go in this fourth quarter. Colin Shaughnessy gets up a circle, a little past the timeline there. Now pass left to right to Brockman. Brockman right side, Detweiler looking back door there. Quick flash down low by Schmesley. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It was last touched by the KU commit. And head coach Jason Finan will call his timeout as his Eagles team has kind of slowed down with that Uncle Mo right now. That momentum just really hasn't raved for them so far in this second half. They're only up 48-33 with 4:42 left to go in this fourth quarter. We're going to take a full timeout here. We're back on the Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Building a new home or remodeling your current one can be stressful. Allow Chris Leards at Hilltop Creations in Baileyville to make part of your project a little less stressful by helping with your cabinet, countertop, and onyx needs. Chris will meet with you to find out what style and preferences you have, then create a custom 3D drawing of your project to allow you to visualize the completed area, and can also install the items for you to make the process as simple as possible. Call Chris at 785-294-1875 for a free quote and drawings today. Again, that number is 785-294-1875.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Big break coming after the timeout taken by head coach of the Akron Eagles, Jason Seiden. Wildcats turn the ball over, swinging it out of the left wing here on the offensive side to the front court. Turns the ball over. Axel will take it back over with 4:30 left to go in this fourth quarter, up 48-33. So far, the Eagles are being outscored 17-13 in the second half so far. Again, they outscored the Wildcats in the first half, 35-16. So, again, they got that big lead, but now it's time not to play complacent. They got to stay aggressive here. Right now, it looks like a man-to-man kind of is in shifting ways here for this Wildcats team. Eagles with it. Especially left side, now to Brockman. Brockman out to Logan Sandman. Logan Sandman fouled up to the top by Surikur. And Sandman, again, he just went to the bench with four fouls. But Coach Jason Stein says, okay, you've had your time. You've had your time to take a deep breath, to relax. Here's your job for the rest of this game. Stay on the floor. Well, guess what? The big man for the Wildcats, he could not. Nate Surikur comes off with his fifth foul. That is our first foul out here of the game. And now you look at the height matchups, the Wildcats, and Logan Sandman, they're going to take him out here too. They're going to say, okay, their big man's off the floor, we're going to take our big man off the floor. That's a really good decision there by Coach Seiden. Said, okay, now everyone's kind of equal. Everyone's about 6 foot on the floor now. There's no one who's 6 foot five or taller. So I think with that being said here, now you can kind of work without that 6 foot five height on the down low for the Eagles. 3:46 left to go here. Ball gets knocked down left sideline. Out by the Eagles bench. 48-33. Eagles lead by 15 with less than 3:45 left to go in the fourth. Shaughnessy at the top. Keeping it slow here. Again, the Eagles kind of slowing down tempo and, you know, play. They don't need to get too aggressive here. They have a nice lead. They built a great foundation that first half. Now they just got to ride the waves against it. Brockman passes left to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy to Detweiler. Again, now it's just about holding it off. And Detweiler finally gets fouled. He gets fouled by Dylan Helderson. That is foul number 5 of the quarter. So it is here already free throw time for the Eagles. Eagles on the season, they shoot 55% from the free throw line. Again, at halftime, they were shooting at 100%, 8-for-8. They can keep that great work up, even though they've kind of struggled here in the second half on really kind of all fronts. They've struggled just a little bit, but they haven't struggled quite enough for the Wildcats to really break ahead. And with all this, really the Eagles can do is just hold that lead that they built. Detweiler at the line. He hits his second one, misses his first. 3-point shot by Rogers, just short of the front of the rim. It just goes straight down off of it. And they're going to get a turnover called against Schmejli. A palming call against Schmejli. We'll turn it over with 3:15 left to go in the final quarter regulation. 49-33. Eagles still leading here by 16 now. And then Steele taking it right by Shaughnessy like a thief in the night. He just broke right in and took it away. Looks like no one was ready for him to take it. Shaughnessy at the top of half court, working one-on-one against Halderson. He kicks out to his right side. Playing help side there on the down low. Stephen Kirshen comes in for the first time for the Wildcats. That forces the Eagles to kick right back out outside the perimeter. And now we are 2 minutes and 52 seconds away from the Eagles getting the glory on the road to glory here presented by Giant Mobile. And the second one is fouled out here for the Wildcats. Oh, my. Dogum Reed. Two seniors have fouled out here for the Wildcats. The 5'9" senior and the 6'3" senior, Sturiker. This has been so rough here by the Wildcats. The Eagles have just done such a great job of playing a game with patience and discipline. And this has worked well. Markstrom at the free throw line. This is his first here. Total of 13 points on the game for him. Looking for point number 14. It goes up and it sinks in. That one straight on in. No back touch on that one. 52-33. Eagles up by 17. 2:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Down the court here, Kirshen. Kirshen, he tries to set a ball screen for hours to shoot a three. He cannot take it. He takes a right-hand floater from upside the top right of the post. He goes in for two. Now it's a 15-point game here with 2:31 left to go. Eagles 50, Cunningham 35. Close game. Not really too close, but you can still consider the time here. It can get closer. Schmejli, Brockschman. Now the Shaughnessy out to his left. And again, the Eagles, their largest lead yesterday against Dighton was 7 points. That was their largest lead. They won by six. They didn't get that largest lead for the last 2 minutes of the game. Here they have basically held the lead. They have held the lead the entire time. The game has only been tied once when it was 2-2. Eagles here up 50-35 with about 2 minutes left to go. Fouls on the floor here. Things were just kind of getting worked around. So not much to call there for the Eagles other than just trying to run out the clock amongst each other. And here a timeout will be taken by head coach Larry Eisenhower of the Wildcats. It is a full timeout taken by Cunningham. We're back in 60 seconds again. This is the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile and the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Axtell Eagles 50, the Cunningham Wildcats 35. 2 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Here are the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Schmetzley goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Eagles get it right back. Rebound underneath the basket here by Schmitz. And now, oh, Shaughnessy, he was looking for the dunk, but he goes, I think I'm just an edge short of it. So he just puts it in for two. He's now at 10 points on the game, his first double-digit scoring game here in the state tournament run. Left hand try to finish by Albers. Eagles with 1:30 left to go. We're up 53-35 against Cunningham. Shaughnessy looks to try to go back. Oh, man, he just got hit hard. He went into the underneath of the basket. He gets back up, though, so good up there. But, man, he ran in pretty hard there to the bottom of the kind of box there that holds up the basketball goal. As long as he goes up, he'll be able to shoot, too. And Eagles fans, I got good news for you. Up 53-35 with 125. Bad news for you, I don't have the Eagle crowd behind me, so that's why there's not a whole lot of excitement. But don't worry, folks. I'm bringing you the excitement here on 92.1 KNZA on the Super Sports Radio Network. And stay tuned afterwards. We'll try to pop in a couple of interviews here with head coach Jason Stein and a couple of his players. Again, game's not over yet, but the Eagles are looking pretty nice here, up 19 with 125 left to go in this fourth quarter. It just kind of comes down to free throw shots. Shaughnessy made the first one. Now he's trying to make the second, and that one follows right in as well. He's now at 12 points in this game against Shaughnessy. He's a near 14 points per game averager. And then it looks like the Eagles are going to make a substitution. Lucas Talbot, the 6'1 junior, been so long since I've been able to see him come out on the court here for this Eagles team. Again, I've covered so many games for the Eagles, and the crowd gets excited. They're putting in substitution. Blaze Boosting, the 6'1 senior. Gavin Shaughnessy, the 6'1 senior. Joe Leiberger, the 5'10 sophomore. Oh, wow, incredible there. They actually replaced the entire floor. They keep Wyatt Detweiler. Oh, no, they take him off. And then they go, they put Dighton Heinen. So, again, all the court. Heinen, Gavin Shaughnessy, Lucas Talbot, Blaze Boosting, and Joe Leiberger. The Eagles, just like football, can put the substitutes in to end the state game. Absolutely incredible. Now just a track title to finish it. Oh, my gosh, the Eagles have been nothing but incredible this season. And not only that, but the Wildcats put their substitutes in as well, as the Eagles have a 20-point lead, 55-35, 1 second left to go. Who could have guessed that this game would end with backups with 1:10 left to go? Another substitute comes in here for the Axel Eagles. Coming in here for the Eagles, number 11, Bill Leiberger. So both the brothers here, Bill and Joe, in it. It goes off the left side of the rim and here foul. Clock will stop at 103. So even though there's backups here, it is not a running clock. You know, a great thing here, though, getting some backups in here for Axel, it gives experience for some of these guys that are coming up. Again, Bill Leiberger and Joe Leiberger, a sophomore and a freshman. They're going to be two upcoming players that are going to have to play to a high level to accentuate this Eagles team to more state titles and state runs to come. At the free throw line for Cunningham, shooting up and hitting 2-for-2 is Brody Brock. He is a 5'11 freshman who just came in here in that wave of substitutions. Baseline, and that one turned over. Wildcats get it right back over. Now down the court here. That one will go right back left to right of your dial. Back to the Eagles with 51.9 seconds left to go. Again, if you're just sitting in, the Eagles, they have secured the state title in Class 1A Division 2, second time in history since 2013. They're up 55-37. Both teams have their backups in. Underneath, going in for 5, Gavin Shaughnessy. Both Shaughnessys have went in for 2. Gavin and Colin. Incredible work. They're taking it down the court. Left-hand driving is Stephen Kirshen. Rebounded over the top. The Eagles have it right back. 25 seconds left to go. Gavin back with it. He loses the ball out of bounds. How great is it here for the Eagles to finish this one with all their seniors who have contributed to this program, whether by football, track, or basketball, get a chance to all come out on the floor and show their talent. That's the thing that sucks about basketball, man. I mean, you only get to have 5 guys on the court at once. Let me tell you, this entire Eagles roster has nothing but athleticism. That's why football's so great. You get to see all 11 dominate. Right-hand finish there underneath the rim. Actually couldn't get it there. It's Cunningham.
Cole Hageman, the freshman who's 6'2", stolen right back over again. We are in garbage time with 3 seconds left to go, and a right-hand finish and a celebration by Cunningham was able to put it in with Tyler Oster. Well, that's the finale here, folks. A game where the Axel Eagles win the Class 1A Division II Championship. The first time since 2013, the Axel Eagles win it 57-39. An incredible win of over 18 points to finish. This Eagles team has battled tooth and nail. And just like the one in 2013 against Fowler, which they won 65-56, they take on the number one team in the state of Kansas, who's undefeated, and the Eagles deliver them their first loss. And guess what? Brandon Schmadgley led the scoring here for the Eagles on the win. And guess who led it 12 years ago? It was his brother, Aaron Schmadgley. What a way to come full circle. Call it full house, as it's a full house of the Schmadgley who's dominated here for the Eagles throughout this last couple decades. Man, incredible. All right, we'll be back for a post-game show as well as our player of the game. Again, this has been the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile, and the Eagles have done it. We're back in a bit here for our post-game show on 92.1 KMZA. Eagles win 57-39.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-599. Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net, Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Again, this has been the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. The Eagles have done it. They have gotten the Road to Glory. They have been able to complete it. They have finished here the season, the Eagles, 25-1. They break a record for most wins in a single season with 25. They finished here this state championship, Class 1 in Division 2, the second one they've ever won in program history. It's only the second one they've been to. They are 2-0 when they get to the state title game. Incredible. They won by a score of 57-39. Let's break this one down, folks. We're going to have kind of a long post game here. We're going to try to bring in head coach Jason Stein as well as a couple of players to talk about it. Hopefully Schmeisley and Brockston, some of the big players there for the Eagles. But again, a game that started off with the Eagles just red hot, 21-7. They did the same against Central Christian. They were up 24-14 just in a blink, of an eye. They just got outgoing early. And Titans, they struggled, yes, but their defense held consistent. And you look at yesterday, Cunningham, they had a game where they dropped 79 points. And just kind of talking with some people, it was just like, well, you know, Axel, you know, they didn't score quite as much as Cunningham did in the game prior. I mean, you look at the offenses. But then you got to look, okay, what about the defense, though? How does the defense perform? And the Eagles' defense, like I said, I heard a bunch of kind of different people, not just from Axel, but a bunch of people chirping around a little bit. This Eagles team, for most people, is the best defense they have seen in quite some time. And it's really one of the best defenses I've ever seen. I've only broadcasted for 3 years, but let me tell you, it's the best I've ever seen. I mean, they play to a high competitive level. You talk about it, just bringing it down the line now. Eli Brockman, just what an incredible year for him. Again, he finished over 1,000 points scoring. He dominates inside the basket. I mean, just talking about some stats here. Again, Eli Brockman finishing this game with a total of just 2 rebounds, but then Logan Sandman, he had 12. 11 from Brandon Schmeisley, 6 from Landon Schmidt. I mean, you got 2 guys who finished this game with a double-double. That was just like against Central Christian, both Schmeisley and Logan Sandman finishing with a double-double. Brandon Schmeisley finished with 15 points this game. He had 15 points in every single game in this state tournament run. Against Central Christian, he had 15 in that win against 66-44. And then when against Titans, 57-51, he had 15 points. Here he has 15 points in this one as well. And Schmeisley, he is an all-around gifted athlete. He worked so hard for it. He does such a great job. We know he's a KU commit going to football there. He is so all-around just a talented athlete. That's all I can really say to him. But Logan Sandman, I mean, really, I just have to give a segment to this kid. This guy was my first dunk of the year broadcasting for radio, so all I can say to him is, one, thank you, and also just what a season for him. I mean, he came into this on the year, coming into the state run with over 266 points. Well, he ends his state run with over 300 points this season. He is just a sophomore. You know, there's going to be some turnover, of course, for the Eagles next year. You're going to lose some big players like Eli Brockman and Brandon Schmeisley. But when you talk about some of these returners, there's Shaughnessy, Detweiler, Schmidt, Logan Sandman, this is a team that can come back and win, and you already have the coaching talent with Coach Tynan. So, again, the defense has just been really good. Sandman, I mentioned he put up 12 total rebounds in this game. He had 2 offensive, 10 defenses. But I mentioned kind of this earlier game, he had 9 offensive rebounds in that first game, and he had around about 6 in last night's game.
against Dighton. So he just does a great job of controlling the basket, controlling the paint, and being able to eliminate it from anybody else in that perimeter and just being able to keep it himself. But again, here tonight, the Eagles, you talk about that halftime score, it was 35-16. They just got out going really early. And that third quarter, it did kind of get a little mucky there for the Eagles. They were able to jump out, get a 23-point lead. That was their largest lead of the game. And they were feeling really good. But in the last 4 minutes of a half, of a quarter where the Wildcats only had 2 points in the first quarter, Wildcats would go on, they would score 11. They would draw this game to at closest 14 points. And they were kind of rolling a little bit. But the Eagles, they were able to, again, stay patient, stay well defensively. They were starting to take care of the ball by the fourth quarter. And even bigger, the Cunningham Wildcats, they had two players fall out in Dogum Reed as well as Nate Stricker. And by the way, Stricker, he was the post guy. He was the guy who was one-on-one the entire night supposedly trying to watch Logan Salmon. And you talk about that one-on-one, how big that is. You're 6'5" post against a 6'3" post. You got a senior taking on a sophomore, the sophomore being Salmon. So you look at that senior saying, okay, you got some experience. Okay, you're a little bigger there, kind of in rounder size, not quite taller there. So the box count maybe looked a little easier. But Salmon, let me tell you, he just picks like an apple off of a tree. He just goes over the top and grabs over the top. He's got some great verticality underneath his feet. He's got great fire. He must have a lighter underneath that just helps him springboard right on up. But I'll tell you what, Salmon does such a great job of being able to box out down low. But Stricker, he fouled out in the fourth quarter, and as soon as that happened, Coach Tynan said, all right, my big man's coming out too. He's got four fouls. That guy just picked up his fifth. I'll play the rest of this game out with six-foot guys on the court, six-foot-three guys, and that is totally fine, and that was what Tynan wanted, and he got it. And great job. Right now, the actual Eagles are taking their second-ever picture, holding up the state championship plaque in Class 1A, Division 2. They even got some kids up in there. Again, what a great season for those seniors, by the way, and specifically in Schmeichel and Brockman. I hope to get him in here because Schmeichel and Brockman have never lost a game in their football career going back way, way, way back, right? So they've just been so great in football. They were just trying to look for that break in basketball. They were like, all right, we need to get this basketball. We've had four straight football titles now, looking for a third track one. As the spring is coming up here, and that would just be the perfect trifecta for this Axel team to come up here and to really make history for themselves, because they've already made history putting a four-peat in the books. They've made history here coming to state and winning it, but now they want even more of it for themselves. They want to be one of the only teams in ever Kansas to be able to win both football, basketball, and track as a boys program, and they've done it so well, and they have the athletes to do it, and they not only that, for this year, they have the athletes continuing. And real quick, I just also want to take a moment to talk about Coach Tynan before he gets over here. Coach Tynan has had such a great resume before he came in here and coached with the Eagles. He had time previously with the Lady Eagles back in 07 and 08. He had some time with it, and then he came back just 2 years after that state win over Fowler in 2013, which the Eagles would win 65-56. But, you know, he'd come back 2 years after that year to Axel to coach, and he's spent 10 years now in the program. He's had some really good seasons, but he's really been looking for that season. And last year, that was a stepping point. That was a stepping stone that got him to this year here. Last year, finishing 22-3, getting the third-place match, beating Dighton 87-2. It was a feel-good. It was like, okay, we have potential. We have a lot of returners. We're going to be a good team next year. And a good team was just an understatement. They've been an excellent team this season. As, again, the Axel Eagles, they now have the record for most wins in the year for the boys program, 25-1. This year, they've also accomplished their first-ever TBL title, going 10-0 in the Twin Valley League play. It is their first league title since the Nemaha Valley League back in 1996 form. So, again, for this program, the milestones have only been being built this year. It is just being racked up. Again, I'm trying to wait here. The coaches are taking some pictures. They're trying to get over here. We're going to try to get an interview in with Tynan. And there's only been one loss on this season for this Eagles team, because I mentioned 25-1. So who was that loss again? That was Auburn way back before the Christmas break. That was throughout the Lourdes Central Catholic Holiday Tournament, which the Eagles would be Southern 51-49, but they did lose to Auburn 64-40. It was the only time trailing at a halftime that the Eagles would lose a game. It was the only time the Eagles would lose a game all year. And I'll tell you what, since then, I think this team learned a lot. In that game, they also didn't have Shaughnessy at the time, who, once he got off the bench, he became one of the biggest scoring players on this team, putting an immediate impact with 14 points a game, hitting the three off of the bench man like him, he has just done a phenomenal job really putting a presence for this team. And I talked to James earlier in the season. I go, okay, why does a guy like Shaughnessy not get consistent starts or not get starts at all? Why is, you know, your sixth guy? He's, you know, he has a great ability. And he's like, well, he's understanding of that. He knows he can be that sixth man. He knows his role that he plays with this team. He knows he can be that spark plug that we can just plug right in, and he will immediately start going and turn that ignition on. And he's a great key that comes off the bench, usually comes in for either Smith or Detweiler. And as soon as he comes in, there's like a three within maybe a minute or 2 minutes. He finds the energy. He understands his role with the team, and you like a player like that. Now, Shaughnessy will most likely be a starter every game probably next year going forward. But for a player like him, he's just done such a great job of being an off-the-bench presence. Another thing I would like to mention here is the Eagles came into the state tournament and into the state championship with four players who averaged 10 points or more a game. Brockman, Schmesley, Shaughnessy, and Sandman. All four of those guys had 10 points or more. Just absolutely great numbers. Running it down here, 12 points from Colin Shaughnessy to end the game. Eli Brockman finished with 12, his most points in a game in the state tournament run. Logan Sandman, he finished with 12. And Brandon Schmesley, he finished with 15. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to give Schmesley also our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank at Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking service. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. He gets the player of the game. But I'd also just kind of like to give it to this entire actual team, because the ability to play at this high athletic level and to keep on developing, it's been nothing but a phenomenon for this team, and phenomenal for them to get to this point. So again, here, still trying to wait here for the coach. Hopefully getting over. Looks like he's trying to migrate through the crowd right now. And again, this is just the second time they've ever in program history won a title. And hopefully when I talk to Schmesley about this, Schmesley, his brother, Aaron Schmesley, 12 years ago, was in the state title game against an undefeated team in Fowler. He put up 26 points that game. Peyton Heinen, he put up 24 points in the defeat. And again, that's just another thing you want to mention here is Schmesley, just his ability to probably learn from other people, his ability to kind of, you know, to grab that experience, be able to take it for his own ability and to develop himself as a four-year player with this program. He has been able to trickle that experience down the ladder, to say the very least. He's done a great job of sharing that and contributing. When I talked to head coach Jason Tynan in our pregame, the big note I mentioned asking him was, what does this team do for your senior class? Again, you don't have many seniors who start, so what do they offer to the rest of your lineup? What experience do they kind of trickle down and give to the rest of those guys? And I'll tell you, they give experience when it comes to playing defensively on the ball, to hustling, and being able to put their heart out on the line. I mean, you talk about a couple of other players like Landon Schmidt, the guy who's going to come back next year. Is he really flashy? Not quite in the point category, but he does a really great job of getting assists here on the season. He is over 50 assists, 66 actually, with over 30 steals. He's a great player when it comes to getting churning the ball across the floor, left to right. He just does a nice job hustling through. And for one last kind of final note here, just kind of on my own terms, is the ability to rebound and dominate and control in the paint side. That's the thing that we've hit on throughout this entire state tournament up to this point, is being able to dominate inside the paint. And that is what the Axel Eagles have built themselves as a foundation on. They came into this state game with 64 total points in the paint, 67 total rebounds, 27 total offensive rebounds, and 32 second chance opportunities. In this game alone, they also creditedly added those stats. They had 41 total rebounds, so they finished with 108 rebounds throughout the state tournament. That's an average of over 30 a game. You get that from college stats. I mean, that's a 40-minute game you usually get at a college level, and actually they did it in 32 minutes, and that's just a big impression for them. But then you kind of look at some other stats. Again, those offensive rebounds, the Eagles had 8 in this one. They had 33 on the total. So when it comes to second-chance opportunities, it's been kind of an easy look here for this team, as on the game, they finished with a total of 7 second-chance opportunities for points, which is the least they've scored in this tournament so far. And at one point, they had 18 points in that first game against Central Christian, and so they kind of just finished with their 39 total second-chance opportunity points. But, again, I bring it back to that. That's a great stat to have, to be able to continuously get rebounds and to be able to take them outside, and they can shoot all around the court. And we'll talk about the field goal percentage here as well, is the Eagles' ability to shoot around the field and to be able to get it in the basket, in the hoop. 55% on the year. I mean, talk about some of these guys with Brock Schumann shooting 35%, Schmeichel shooting 54%, Shaughnessy shooting 51%, and Landon Schmidt 54%, Logan Sandman 61%. I mean, the shot percentage has been nothing but really phenomenal here for themselves. So still trying to look for the coach. I know he's kind of eyeing at me. He's kind of saying, all right, I'm kind of getting down there. So we're trying to still taking our time to get him in here. I talked to him before the game, talked to both him and Shaughnessy. They did say that they weren't going to come over here. They just, again, it is a big thing for this community. And you talk about the community and the sponsors. A great shout-out to all the sponsors who shout us out here and be able to cover us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network 92.1 KMZA. We greatly appreciate all of you. And our game sponsors here to be able to get this coverage to you folks at home. It is a pleasure here. Again, my first year here covering. And by the way, not saying I'm taking any credit here, but Axel's never lost when I'm covering. So that's a little fun fact I can throw out there. And really, I don't want them to ever, because this is a team that really does dominate, and they have such a great community. And when they do face pressure, they really excel. It feels like the team really steps up and finds a way to continuously climb and continue to get better when adversity and pressure does get to their face, and they really do find a way to extend it. As a reminder here, we also are our post-game show brought to you by BLDO's Real Estate. Buying or selling, if you use the best in business, recreational, residential, agricultural real estate, online at BLDOORS.com. Still, Coach, right now he's getting some kids up next to him, taking some pictures, trying to wave him down. Trying to get someone to help out. I got my dad here, Troy Prophet. He was trying to get him, just to try to get him over here again. The coaches did tell me they were going to come over here, so hopefully we can get them on here. If not, well, this is just one long post game, which is fine. I'll try to get interviews afterwards, and we'll try to get them up on the radio as well as a recap for this one. But again, for the final time, the Axel Eagles, they had a really nice night against Cunningham. They won 57-39. It was just really pure dominance there for them. They did a great job controlling underneath the board and everything I'll consider. I can run through the stats one more time on the overall. Landon Schmidt, he did finish the game with 2 total points, 6 rebounds, and Brandon Schmezzi finishing with 15 total points, 11 total rebounds, 12 total points for Logan Sandman, 12 rebounds for Sandman as well, 12 points for Zach Rochman with 2 rebounds, 12 points for Colin Shaughnessy, as well as 5 boards contributed. Dalton Heinen, talk about that, another senior. And there we go. There's head coach Heinen coming up here with me. I got him to join me here on 92.1 KMZA. A little long, but here we go. All right, coach. Listen, you picked up win 151 here of the season. More importantly, you picked up your first state title ever in your history here as a head coach in your 10 years coaching. What can you tell me about this accomplishment here today as you took down the Cunningham Wildcats, the team that won last year against Lebo 65? You took them down by a final score of 57-39. What can you tell me about this big win?
It's an amazing feeling. I'm just so happy for these kids. You could tell right from the beginning of the year, right after football, I think they wanted a basketball title. It's a missing piece from their trophy case and their mantle. And so they worked really hard, and let me push them. Let me coach them up hard. And, it's great to see that their hard work came to reality.
And you've been able to come, and again, you've coached these guys 4 years. We got Brandon Schmelzy cut up here again, a KU commit, finishing the talk here with head coach, signing here for the Eagles. Again, in your time, you have worked well with these boys. You've seen both Schmelzy and Broshman develop as great leader as seniors. What have they given here to your program going forward with some of your younger guys coming up here to look to continue that success?
Yeah, Brandon and Eli, I had to joke with Eli. I told him he was the biggest pain in the butt that I've ever coached, but I love the kid to death. When they were in junior high, I was watching from the crowd. I was the principal back then, and I kind of thought these two boys are going to be fun, and they turned out to be extremely fun. And just their leadership and their want and their competitiveness day in and day out of practice. And just in the game, Eli wants to compete every day, and Brandon will do whatever you ask. You put him on a defensive guy, and he makes every play.
That's really great, Coach. All right, we're going to get head coach. We're going to get Brandon Schmeichel here on it, try to get him on. Again, this has been head coach signing here for the Eagles, winning his first state title here with the program, the second title since 2013. We got a couple great questions upcoming here for Brandon Schmeichel, again, head coach. Thank you for your time. Look forward to seeing you next year here.
Thank you, Crendon, for everything you guys do for us. Hey, the coverage is awesome.
All right, appreciate it, Coach.
All right, Brandon Schmesley here, jumping on with you on 92.1 at KAMZA, the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. First off here, I just want to congratulate you. Your senior year has been nothing but phenomenal. What do you want to say about the guys that you have put all you can, you've instilled guts and pride out there on the court for those guys here for the Eagles in your 4 years? Your seniors, you're going to be graduating a lot along with a lot of them. First off, just tell me about them.
Yeah, they're great guys. You know, they're going to grow up. They're going to be great people. I love spending every day with them. You know, we grind it out every single day. Our practices aren't easy, and so it's great being around a group of people that you love so much.
And to continue on here again, it was your brother back in 2013 who won that done. He put up 26 points. He put up 15 points. He put up 15 points every single game. Do you think? I mean, you were kind of a young lad back then. Were you here at the state tournament for that time?
Yes, I was. I do have a picture of me hugging him at the end of the game, and it's funny. I talked to him before every game that. We played here in the state tournament, and I told him, you know, they kind of play zone, and he said, attack the zone, attack it, you know, and he just gave me advice, and it's a relief. You know, he had the state title in basketball, and it's awesome that I could tie it up with him.
So is there another little Schmesley up and coming that's going to fill those roles? No?
It's not. No.
Okay, good thing you don't have a little brother that's listening, or else he might be a little mad at you about that one. But, again, what an incredible job you've had. What can you just say here about this state run in particularly? I mean, your performances of 15 points every single game. Yesterday against Daniel Kramer, you switched on that man-to-man against him. You did a great job holding off in that fourth quarter. Kind of tell me about, you know, that pressure that you put on defensively on some of those guys and how you work that court as well as you do.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Tynan. Before we got to the state tournament, he said, you know, we might need your defense this weekend. So I came in locked in. You know, Daniel Kramer put up like 38 points against us last year. And so I had a mindset of, you know, just shutting them out, not letting them catch the ball. And I did that. And then tonight versus, Albers, you know, I just kind of got in his head a little bit, and just kind of didn't let him get comfortable. And that helped us tremendously.
Well, final question here for you. Are you excited for the track season, trying to get the trifecta of the basketball title plus the football title you've already claimed? Are you looking for the track title as well?
Of course I am. The last two seasons of track, state track, I've got hurt. So, you know, I'm ready to come back, relax, you know, and just have fun with my guys for the final rest of the senior year. So.
Has been Brandon Schmesley with the Axel Eagles. Again, a great player who finished over 1,000 points scoring in his career. Thank you, Brandon Schmesley, for joining me here. And I know your next journey is KU football. So, again, thank you for joining me on here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you.
All right, again, that was Brandon Schmesley for the Axel Eagles. Again, his journey will continue in track. After that, he is going to be a KU Jayhawk freshman commit, Division One. What an incredible all-around player. Again, thank you for listening to my long-winded speech. And then we finally got the interviews there, so you got to hear a little bit from Jason Seiden. And, you know, the success of this season, the upcoming, of course, you heard from the KU commit, Brandon Schmesley, and what he's been able to accomplish and what he hopes for this team going forward, especially into this spring for track, trying to get healthy here and going. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you for tuning in tonight. The MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZ. This has been The Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Again, the final, the Eagles win their second state title in Class 1 in Division 2 history, beating the Cunningham Wildcats 57-39. And that is the end of your story. Good night, folks.